This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the Cotton Bowl, Ohio State is a 9.5-point favorite. To join us now on the fan hotline to talk about this game, the confidence, maybe a little vibe check here. We might get into some Browns talk as well, as he's a Cleveland media member, a former Ohio State player, legend, former NFL player, and of 97.1 The Fan in Columbus. Tyvis Powell joining us now. Tyvis, welcome to the show, buddy. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. First of all, I am not a media member. I am a former athlete.
Do you get paid by media outlets to talk sports?
That's irrelevant. I'm not a media member.
Why is this a hang up? Why is this a thing?
You don't want to be associated with the likes of us, Tyvis?
Are we too dirty of people for you, Tyvis?
No, I just think that when you hear media member, there's just like a negative connotation that amongst athletes that come with being a media member. Like, I feel like this. I feel like if we're hanging around, right? So if I'm hanging around like Browns players, right, I feel like they'll speak freely around me because they'll look at me like that's an athlete, like that's a former athlete. But like if a media member is standing there, they'll clean it up. You know what I'm saying?
Well, listen, Tyvis, when athletes see this body, they see athlete too. So even though they know I'm a media member, they're like, he just looks so athletic. I'm going to speak freely because he looks like an athlete. So I know what you're saying. I'm right there with you.
You just sound like you've been hanging out with Jerry Jeudy for too long.
No. I just don't want to be a media member. I am a former athlete that gives his opinion and tries to help fans understand the game of football.
In the media. All right, Tyvis, let's go to the Ohio State game first here. Ohio State's 9.5-point favorites in this game.
They knocked it down. It's 7.5
now. 7.5, okay.
Line is a-moving. Vegas is a-moving.
In fairness, Tyvis, I've seen a lot of media members, those bastards, choosing Miami in this game. Vibe check, how are you feeling about this game from the Ohio State side of things?
You know, I just think that the reason that the media is doing this is they got to hype the game up personally. I think that, you know, everybody hasn't seen the Buckeyes play in 24 days, so, you know, everybody wants to make this game interesting. The fact that it was at 9.5, and then even if you say it bumped down to 7.5, like, that's still the biggest spread in all of these quarterfinal games. So, to me, it's funny because Vegas is the only people that be right about these things that look at it differently than a lot of people. And I feel like that is why everybody's, like, hyping this game up to get more people to look at it. But I think if the Buckeyes play how the Buckeyes play, and you see how Miami played the last time they was out there, then you should know that the Buckeyes should go out there and roll. The only thing that can save them is if their edge rushers is as good as everybody say, which Reuben Bain, supposed to be a top 10 pick in this upcoming draft, he can be a game record. But the funniest thing is, last year when they played Tennessee, they also had two edge rushers that were supposed to be really good. James Pierce Jr. went first round to the Falcons, who actually they mortgaged their future to get him. So shout out to James Pierce Jr. But he was not effective at all in this game. I don't think they touched Will Howard's jersey. So I'm expecting the same thing. You know, when you get the Buckeyes to have a backup against the wall and everybody's starting to doubt the Buckeyes, they tend to respond in a very positive way. So I'm expecting to see a dominant performance from the Buckeyes tonight.
C.J. Stroud against Georgia. We watched the governor get taken off. Will Howard in the playoff last year, same thing. Is that going to happen for Julian Sain tonight?
I think so. I mean, I know Julian saying this is his first year starting and all that, but I tell you what, he has not carried himself like a first-year starter. You know, the way he went about the game, the way he's learned from his past mistakes, it's been phenomenal. So I think that, obviously, Indiana did a really good job of giving him a wake-up call. I think that, you know, you can be on your high horse, and every now and again, everybody needs a slice of humble pie. And I think that's exactly what Indiana gave them, was a slice of humble pie. And obviously the play calling was very questionable, and you could go into all of those things. But the fact of the matter is, Indiana's defensive line was disruptive. They sacked Julian five times. That secondary caused so much confusion that he held the ball and didn't know where to go with the ball. So I'm hoping having this long hiatus, being able to watch the film, getting different looks in practice, I'm hoping that those things have helped him speed his mind up to be able to process what's going on so that he don't make those mistakes again.
Humble, pecan, apple. If it's pie, I'm eating it there, Tyvus. I do want to know, though, man. This offense is interesting because they have had some really explosive moments. We know Sain can sling it. We know Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate are future top 10 picks in the NFL. But yet, they haven't run the ball really well. The offensive line seems to be great at one thing and maybe not great at another. Do you think, are there too many fatal flaws with that offense to win a championship this year, or do you think they've got everything they need?
No, I think that the problem is it's they're young, and I think that what happened is we're watching them grow up. So we're you know, it's growing pains. You know how when you have a kid and you tell them something, and then as they get older, they start to get better? It's like that. You know, it's like you got to have patience with this team, and it's crazy because they've exceeded our expectations. And I think that people forget that a lot of these guys are first-time starters. So I think that going into this one, you know, Bo Jackson is a true freshman. Now, Bo Jackson is a really good running back, and he can't act like a freshman anymore. I mean, this guy got 1,000 yards on the season. And I think that run game is essential. I think, and to me personally, what helped the Buckeyes win last year opposed to any other year was the ability to run the ball. Having Quinshon and Travion, like, they could beat you either way. They could beat you with the pass or they could beat you with the run. Obviously, right now, they can beat you with the pass, and the run game has gotten better over the course of the season. I'm not willing to say that they'll beat a team just solely running the ball, but it has to be very effective, especially when you're going up against a team like Miami. The reason being, because you know how these edge rushers get. They see Reuben Bain coming off a game with 3 sacks and 5 TFLs. He getting up the field early trying to get sacks. You know that if an edge is going to get up the field and be that aggressive, you have to be able to run the ball underneath that guy. So Bo Jackson, to me, is an X factor in his game. If they can run the ball effectively, it will slow down that pass rush and allow those guys to be able to make those plays down the field.
Who would win and by how much this year's Ohio State team versus last year's Ohio State team?
Ooh, that's a good one. Because our defense, this year's defense is better, but I'd take last year's offense. Well, you know, I say this year's team will beat last year's team. You know why? Because defense wins championships. That I didn't make those rules. I'm not saying that because I'm a former defensive back. That's what's been true since the beginning of time, is that defense wins championships, and in this case, Ohio State's defense will wield them in championship.
Tyvus Powell on the fan hotline here of 97.1 The Fan in Columbus, a media outlet. Former Ohio State player as well. So I'm curious about, this is kind of where it's great to have you on, because not only did you play at Ohio State, you also played in the NFL. You're a former defensive back. I look at Carnell, and it's interesting. I thought he was going to be this year's Ibuka, where maybe people didn't think of him in a specific way because of how great Jeremiah Smith is. Now it seems like Carnell's going to be a top five pick this year. If Carnell's on the board, when the Browns pick this year, be it the seventh pick, fifth pick, or whenever, do you think he can be the number one receiver to take this offense over to the top?
Absolutely. Is that a serious question? Listen, Carnell Tate to me is very pro-ready. If you watch his game, he plays the game like he's in the NFL. From route running, from catching the ball, getting 2 feet down. From I love the fact that he... You know, he has great body control. You know, when I say that, I mean, when he goes up and gets the ball, the way he controls his body in the air to always be condescending to getting 2 feet down, like, to me, that is a pro. And there's nothing that Carnell can't do. You know, it's interesting because everybody looked at Carnell Tate as this outside guy. Even Ohio State viewed him as this outside guy. And I can't remember what game it was, but I want to say Brandon Ennis went down, right? And they had no slot. So they said, Carnell, will you go in the slot and run a couple of plays? And I think he goes in there and he ends up like scoring like easily. And it was like, okay, so this guy can play inside and outside. So it was funny to be able to witness that. I think with Carnell Tate, though, you're getting a complete wide receiver. To me, I would say that Carnell Tate is the most pro-ready receiver out of this draft class. And obviously, you know, he's a product of Ohio State. He's a product of what Brian Hartline is doing. You see how JSN and Chris Olave and Garrett when he's healthy and Marv when he's healthy. You see how these guys are operated. You kind of know what you're getting from an Ohio State product. So I think that, yeah, if he's on the board at seven, I would sprint to pick up there.
Dan Lanning earlier today went on a rant about how the college football playoff should all be decided by January 1st. He thinks we're spacing this out too much. We're taking too much time in between. Do you agree with that?
I do think they need to fix the calendar because it's weird in the sense that, one, I don't like the 24-day hiatus. That's you don't need that. I mean, as a player, obviously, yeah, your body is healed up and all those things, but you start to lose the groove and you lose the chemistry. So I don't like that long of a hiatus. I would say if you get it done by January 1st, one, the Rose Bowl should be always the championship site in Pasadena because it's just a beautiful spot. Still jealous that I didn't get a chance to play there. But it also helps teams move forward the next year because, as you know, the portal opens. And it's so hard to try to get kids out of the portal or know what kids is going in the portal if you're still competing for a national championship. And it's helping these other schools get a leg up on you. So I would like, for that case standpoint, I want it to be fair. Believe in being fair. So I would like for it to be moved up.
So we do have a little Ohio State news to pass along. Shibola, the right guard, is out tonight. So they're going to rotate Gabe Van Sickle, who's a redshirt freshman, and redshirt sophomore Joshua Padilla. So that is a little update on the game. All right. So I know you like Carnell Tate. I hypothesized the other day with JP, because you're sitting at seven, there's one top five, top three prospect that likely will fall out of the top five if the Browns stay at seven and could be on the board. He hates it because it's a defensive player.
We're going all offense here, Tyvus. I want no defense in this draft.
I have said I would seriously consider taking Caleb Downs at seven if he falls to you. Jonathan hates good defense. Where do you stand on this one?
I want to be as close-minded as possible. Defense doesn't even exist on my draft board for the first round.
I understand how you feel about that, okay? I do. I'm with a lot of people where this Browns team needs to get offensive players. But if Caleb Downs is there, he is absolutely a game changer. He's a playmaker. It would be hard. I would have to see who else is on there because, obviously, the biggest concerns is wide receiver and tackle, right? And I'm really starting to lean more towards getting a tackle first because there's not that many good ones in this draft, but it's like five good wide receivers that I project to go in the first round. So it would be hard not to say Caleb Downs, but I think I got to do what's best and think for the long term of the future, and I would have to go with the offensive tackle.
Oh. Yeah, you're a smart man.
Broke my ankles there.
I
had a Caleb Downs. I did the OHIO.
He was getting all excited. He's like, but it's fine. Your smartness prevailed, and that's why you're a media member, because you let your brain do the talking.
It's your smartness,
and you let you get there.
Listen, stop spreading these false rumors. I am not a media member. I am a former athlete that gives his opinion.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I don't work. I mean, I may do some things here
and
there.
Like we're calling you a porn star, Tyvus.
The
Big
athlete.
Ten Network just let you make a shot from half court because, you know, they like your personality. That's all.
It says analyst. It says, like, when they show my name, it'd be like analyst.
can you analyze this? Mike McDaniel is the hot name of the day. He'd be a candidate for the Browns if both teams make a change, according to Jeremy Fowler. If it ends up being Mike McDaniel, what's your reaction?
I mean, he's a great play caller. Mike McDaniel's my OC when I played for the 49ers. So I got a ton of respect for Mike McDaniels. Obviously, he runs a really good offense. I know that people in Miami, like, obviously you couldn't see it this year because I think Tua was just that bad. But I think he's a really good play caller. Obviously been under Kyle Shanahan, who is, to me, one of the best offensive minds I've ever seen in my life. So I wouldn't really have a problem with it. I'm more of a team Brian Flores type of guy because I want one of those guys that comes in and, like, lay the law down. And, like, I just feel like we just need to build the winning culture and get people to fall in line. I just think that, honestly, my personal opinion, I think that the Browns now let their star players get away with too much stuff. I think that I want somebody to come in military style and make people fall in line. You know, I think that we need more discipline in that locker room. My personal opinion.
I'll never push down at a leader of men type candidate. So we are one of the more positive shows on Shador. JP and I like what we've seen in 6 games. And I won't speak for JP. I'm very comfortable with him being the lead dog going into 2026. But one of the things people push back on is when you say nice things about Shador, they go, you're too high on him, even though we've never said, like, who we think he's going to be. So the other day, I said I think he can be somewhere, just talent, like, maxing out the talent-wise between Geno Smith and Kirk Cousins. JP said Trevor Lawrence. Do you have a player that when you think of how good he can be in the NFL, if he maxes it out over the next 2 years, who do you think Shador could be?
Hey, I never thought about that. That's a good question. I see if he maxes it out, I could see him being a top 15 quarterback in this league. I would say he's more on the – I could see a Geno Smith, like a positive Geno Smith, though. Not
this
one
year,
with Jay. Vegas. Yeah, not this one with Vegas. I don't know who that is. I could see him being let's see, you got me on the spot now. Kirk Cousins, I like the Trevor Lawrence thing because Trevor Lawrence is a very talented guy. Obviously, he get with the right play caller with Liam Cohen, and now he's taking off. I think we could have that type of stuff, but he's got to clean up the interceptions. Like, I think that you know, with Shador. Shador, to me, has to have more consistency when he plays. It can't be that he comes out in the first quarter and he looks like, okay, this dude is like a, he looked like a top 10 quarterback in this league right now to some of the plays that he's making. And then he throws a pick or make a bad play, and then it's the offense stalls for 2 to 3 quarters, and now we like, what's going on? Like, that can't happen. Obviously, he's a rookie, so he's chasing consistency. Now, I think he can do it. He'll grow. But I can definitely see him being a top 15 quarterback in this league.
Ravens, Steelers, which one are you hoping finishes out the collapse of their season?
I think that for some odd reason, both of them has a ton of chaos that comes with it if they lose. But I think the biggest chaos would probably be the Steelers if they lose, because I want to see if they really would get rid of a guy who never had a losing season. To me, that would really blow my mind to see that. If they like say Mike Tomlin, we gonna move up. I just don't think that would happen. I just don't. No matter what fans say, I just don't think the Steelers are going to do that. But if the Ravens lose, I think 100% John Harbaugh is getting fired.
I hope all the Browns players are listening to this immaculate media member, Tyvis Powell. Strong stuff. 97.1 The Fan in Columbus. Multiple outlets in Cleveland. Tyvis, you're doing a great job, man. Keep killing it. We appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all. Go Bucks, go Browns, go Cavs, and go Bearcats. When you get the Buckeyes to have a back up against the wall and everybody's starting to doubt the Buckeyes, they tend to respond in a very positive way. So I'm expecting to see a dominant performance from the Buckeyes tonight.
That is Tyvis Powell giving good vibes ahead of this Ohio State game. I don't know, this kind of is a prove-it game. And I do think, because there's such a long layoff between the playoffs, and if the last game I saw you in was a loss, that I don't think you should have lost. Like 2 years ago, mm-hmm. when they won the national championship, they shouldn't have lost to that Michigan team. That was a team deflating itself in real time.
And then they got to come out and just wax Tennessee, and it was yep. just you just immediately erased it.
So that's what I need to see tonight. Like, tonight is kind of that prove-it thing. Prove to me. Now, here's the difference. Indiana is a much better team than Michigan was 2 years ago. So I do think that loss should carry a little bit more weight than maybe the Michigan game, where clearly Ryan just didn't know how to comport himself in a rivalry. But yeah, I do need to see Ohio State prove it again.
I mean, I think they will. It's interesting how it feels like everyone is doing these gymnastics to make this game really close and really tight. And Tyvis made it seem as if that was the media almost just doing the bidding for the playoff to give it juice. But
I don't have that kind of power.
I don't know that me and you have that power, but like I think he's making the inference that that like there are enough people, national people, that can make that matter and try to make this game a game. But I just think that's overlooking a Miami team that can, I don't want to say function, because that seems insulting in and of itself, but they can make this game close.
Yeah, and I don't think the line dropping to 7.5, I don't think this is part of a media creation, nor do I think Jordan Rodgers on Get Up This Morning picking Miami is like.
There's a reason why you had to say Jordan Rodgers, though, who we don't bring up basically ever.
Yeah.
There's not many people actually picking against Ohio State in this one.
No, fair. But I think, like, I don't think this is media creation. I think this is simple. Ohio State is relatively one-dimensional against good defenses, and Miami's a really good defense.
Well, and we really don't have a lot of evidence of Ohio State beating up on really good teams.
Yeah.
They just didn't play enough of them. It's not their fault. They just didn't play enough of them.
Even Texas, they didn't necessarily beat them up. It's a really good game until it wasn't.
And that was a million years ago, it feels like.
Yeah.
So, like, that almost gets discredited in some sense. And if you go all the way from Texas to Indiana between playing what we perceive to be at least, quote-unquote, really good teams, it's a long time.
But I am excited. I'm excited to see where Ohio State is, because I think if you have been holding back, if maybe you, again, kind of sandbagged the Indiana game because it didn't want to give away what you were going to do in the playoffs, well, this would be a great opportunity. Right? This would be a great opportunity to show that. And I think when it comes to guys like Carnell Tate, like, I think this game's huge for him in terms of his draft position. I think mm-hmm. Caleb Downs, I think you start to look at some of the guys who are going to go off into the NFL that might not be as heralded. Honestly, the right tackle, Austin, I think this is a great game for him because there are people suggesting he should go off into the NFL. So, like, I am pretty excited about the game. I just think it is going to be closer. I think Ohio State fans by and large, have not thought a second about Miami. Right. I think because they're coming from the ACC, I think they do not respect Miami. And I think that, and by the way, I wouldn't put it past a young Ohio State team to think that way. And it's like Carson Beck, is this is the third year of playing meaningful football games this late in the season. You've got Reuben Bain. You've got some dogs there. Like, if you let them, they will beat you just like Indiana did.
Well, and Carson Beck, because of his time at Georgia, he's played in all these big games.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, you can't sleep on that. I think there's the idea that in other years you could be like, well, they haven't seen this. Carson Beck has seen it all. He's been there, done that, got the T-shirt. I don't know. I asked Hyvis which team he liked more, which team would win this year's team or last year's team. Neutral setting, or even put it with the shoe, who cares? Who's going to win that game and by how much? I didn't think he was going to say this year's team at all.
Yeah, I don't, it's just the offense. The offense too one-dimensional.
I was very well prepared for him to say last year's team and by, like, I don't know, something like 7 to 10 points.
Like, I do think this defense is better than last year's defense.
Yes, this defense is on another level.
The problem is the offense is also down a level from where last year is.
From a statistical standpoint, this is peak Alabama defense. I saw all sorts of advanced numbers that corroborate. We've not seen a college football defense in the previous 25 years like this. The only one that is on the same level is those peak Saban defenses.
Which makes me wonder. I don't know if maybe the Chip Kelly thing's going to hurt him. Makes me wonder if Ohio State goes off on a run here, if Matt Patricia gets an offer to go back to the NFL as a defensive coordinator. Honestly, it could be Cleveland. If Flores were the hire, or if somebody else, honestly, even McDaniel, if they couldn't keep Schwartz, it wouldn't surprise me if Matt Patricia became a big name on the NFL.
He's rehabbed himself in such a way. I mean, the scoring differential in these games, it's 36-9 is what it is. I mean, it's insane, not only the level for the offense, but what the defense is doing in a game-in, game-out basis.
Actually, you know who I think he'd be perfect for?
Who's that?
Kevin Stefanski, if he takes the Giants job. So he's another Northeast guy. Patricia, honestly, I think Patricia's defense fits the talent they already have there better than what the Browns have, because I think better than like Schwartz. Like, I don't think what they have in New York right now fits the wide.
Maybe if he gets Abdul Carter more than half a sack in his second season compared to his first, maybe he'll be a success.
I was just thinking Brian Burns is having a great year. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if the Chip Kelly thing dissuades anybody, but I think Patricia, I think that's the only downside of a deep playoff run and maybe another national championship, is it might cost you Patricia.
Yeah, I wonder, because Patricia's doing a lot to rewrite his name. I wonder if he just stays for a little bit longer. Although, by the way, I heard people talking yesterday about the idea that if Ryan Day wins back-to-back titles, then he should just go off to the NFL.
I don't hate that.
You've accomplished everything you need to. Like, there's nothing more you can do in college football. It would be the push that then gets him to the NFL. And by the way, he would also then have basically whatever job is the primo job that opens up.
I just don't think this is the year you do it.
Why? Just because
there's not a job that I'm like, you have to have this gig.
I think it'd either be this year if there's some massive shakeup, like we're talking like a Tomlin or a Harbaugh type thing, or then next year where you wait for another one of these, the Burrow one. Another one that got thrown out there too was Josh Allen, because the idea that Sean McDermott could be fired. Like, there's a sneaky, really good job in the NFL that is available this offseason that hasn't materialized.
All right. So,
but you've done everything you can if you're Ryan Day at that point, if you win back-to-back.
No, you can win another one.
I mean,
you just keep winning them.
You've dominated the college football world, is the point.
Yeah, well, okay.
You can keep doing it. You can be Saban and just do it forever.
I think there's a chance he might want to do that.
There's no shame in that.
I mean, think about it. He tasted a couple years of crap at Ohio State because he didn't beat Michigan and didn't win a national championship. You might just want to enjoy the fruits of your labor there a couple more years. I'm going to go back to Vegas. If you're Ryan Day and you look at Fernando Mendoza and think that guy's a franchise quarterback and the Raiders get the number one pick, you know Mark Davis is going to pay you. You know, and you would love to, who wouldn't love to live in Las Vegas? Weather, it's always warm. You don't have to worry about earthquakes.
I just think it's a wild card. Just a wild card to pay attention to.
I don't think he will, by the way. I wouldn't
bet on it.
I think it would have to be a Pittsburgh. But I think it would have to be an all-time elite. You can't say no to this job.
Even like Philadelphia, for instance, the team that's already stacked, if they get rid of Sirianni. Like, there's a couple jobs out there that, and in particular for him, I think he'd be really interested by.
Ryan Day is not ready for the emotional turbulence of being the Eagles head coach. That is a...
I think that's one of his dream jobs.
It probably is, because he's a New Hampshire guy. You want to deal with A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Jalen Hurts, and Saquon Barkley griping at each other?
He'll do better than Sirianni's done with the media fanfare, as far as that's concerned.
You got to deal with Jason Kelce getting welled up on podcasts talking about we just need to communicate with each other.
We've seen enough guys.
It's a lot of emotions.
We've seen enough guys feel like they dominate college football. There's nothing left to do. I want to go to the NFL where I've always had my dreams. Just keep an eye on it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.